This podcast has been brought to you by the Irish Equity in collaboration with the Performing Arts Dance Acting Department at Bray Institute of Further Education for the purposes of highlighting the importance of nutrition within the performing arts. Hello, my name is Zachary Singa and I'm an acting student from Bray Institute Further Education, looking at the vital importance of nutrition by asking the question as to what makes eating correctly important for upcoming performers or otherwise. Usually eating right is mostly associated with like athletes, because in order for their careers to stay afloat, they have to have the correct diet and exercise to be able to stay in shape. As either actors, dancers, or vocalists, we do have a vital duty to make sure our bodies are up to par as other athletes would, because there is a lot of preparation and specified work that goes into performing, such as when it comes to learning lines. That correlation can tie into dancers learning certain sequences and vocalists keeping their voice in tune. Nutrition would help and aid in furthering developing our skills and understanding the art form more clearer. Eating healthy and keeping up with your five a day, and also coming up with a perceived plan of what to eat, helps form and strengthen the brain and also condenses the muscles, and has also shown to help sharpen the larynx, which are all key components in helping with active movement professions, such as the three I've listed. I'm going to quote a few articles here that I've seen. One is from the Theatre Art Life by Martin Furnett. He writes, instead of getting documented information from people in the know, too many artists are settling for quick fix-ups and so-called miracles from people who are unaware of what performance, nutrition, and cannot think beyond six-pack abs. He mentions the importance of being well-informed on these presided issues, that information in the internet age about these vital topics could give up incoming artists a very superficial view on these issues of health and well-being overall. Another one from the Actor Hub quotes, the nutrients we need for a healthy body and mind consist of protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, minerals. Knowing that these do for you and your body will help you stay healthy. The website lists a few basic nutrients that most often needed for people to work off of, especially within the performing arts industry, that don't really follow or is trying to need or is trying to be or needs to be basic overarching start off points. And basically in the roles that a lot of us would play within the industry can be quite daunting when going into it unprepared or needlessly exhausted. Eating correctly and practicing the right type of exercises and safety precautions can otherwise make your experience well-rounded. I suggest downloading some sort of diet plan that relates to that specific profession in the industry. Also following it thoroughly and ticking off all the days you've carried them out and some days you might have missed. Another suggestion would be to go look up some YouTube videos and watch Easy Step videos. Because of the lockdown, thousands of these videos have garnered attention and they're very handy when looked at carefully. My final thoughts is to kind of have these relate to the certain roles we play within the industry and how we would have a sort of plan and kind of how it would relate to how we would eat, what types of things we would go about trying to specify what we would eat certain things in life that we don't really think about too much, unless it's something we have to do, as I mentioned with the athletes. But it's very essential when it comes to the performing arts, specifically that, because there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of specified material, like with the body and just how you are as an individual and how you shape yourself is really important. When you're eating healthy and you're going about certain nutrition, you have to keep in mind that it does help with the brain, and it will help with, like, your voice, especially your larynx and what, and that it can help further your goals, and just overall, it's just really good for you to be able to, you know, keep focus on what you need to do. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thanks again for listening. This has been a podcast in relation to the health and safety within the performing arts industry, this time following the importance of nutrition. References are available. Thanks again.